All right, we're joined in the media center now by Top Fuel winner Justin Ashley. Justin, capping off a great day, second career win. You look at who you went through to get this win, you know, just the last three rounds, Billy Torrence, Brittany, and then Steve in the finals on a heck of a race. Can you talk about just what an incredible day it was?
Yeah, after qualifying, you know, make no mistake about it, we looked at the ladder and we figured, okay, these are some guys and girls that we might have to go up against. And, you know, I think the way we approached it helped us a lot. I think for us, yeah, they're tough. They're great competitors, but it's exactly what we wanted. Yeah. Right now, coming into this race, we were fifth in the points and we needed to gain some ground. There was no more room for error. And racing these incredible cars that are ahead of us gave us the ability to make up some ground. So just real happy that we were able to collect a win and move a little bit closer to that number one spot.
Can you talk about just what worked so well today? I mean, conditions changed a lot, but you guys just seemed like you were on point all day. Obviously, Mike Green does a heck of a job. You were locked in driving-wise. What was kind of key for you guys today?
Yeah, I think when you win a race like this, the key is the team, right? Everybody does their job. I think that the best teams in the world are the ones who have each individual do their job and do it to the best of their ability, and it was a complete team effort today. You know, I was fortunate. I did my job behind the wheel, but Mike did an awesome job tuning this race car all weekend. It was in the mid-70s. It went a high 60. It felt like a bracket car. So really just the key was this group, this team, Dustin Davis, Mike Green, and how incredibly hard they work. And they definitely deserve this win.
Absolutely.
How good does this feel? I mean, Pomona obviously was a huge bomber. You get to the final there, can't run it. Get to Reading, lose by just a couple of hundreds to Billy.
Yeah.
You get to beat him here and go on. Talk about that redemption.
It is. I mean, for me, you know, the thought that comes to mind is unfinished business. We had unfinished business to take care of this weekend, and I knew that we were long overdue. We had made it to a couple of final rounds, and, you know, I'm glad that we were able to capitalize on a final round in the countdown as well. So this just felt so good to be able to get so close a few times, but finally seal the deal and finish it off for the guys, for our sponsors, for everybody. You know, that's how you get it done right there. A great day of racing and a great show for the fans.
How satisfying is it to know that you kind of disrupted things, the Billy and Steve, or the Brittany and Steve, deal there?
So. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's definitely satisfying to kind of throw our name into the mix, but it's satisfying because it's us. We're happy that we did it, and we're only concentrated on ourselves. We can't control what Steve and Brittany and these other drivers do. They're all in the top 10 for a reason. They're all great drivers, and the Top Fuel class is excellent, but, you know, we're happy for us because it puts us right back in the thick of things. And, you know, next weekend is Bristol, and that's going to be a huge race, and we're going to continue to progress and move forward and learn and just, you know, continue to do the very best that we can.
Are you losing your voice?
I am, yes. Something about screaming. I don't know. I may have screamed a time or two.
Just now?
The top end, you were...
Top end, yeah.
From then until now, that's it.
A lot of screaming done at the top end.
All day long or something.
It's only been like a half hour, right? But I already lost my voice. That should tell you something. You know, I plan to get out of the car if we want and be kind of non-emotional. That didn't really work out. So I was pretty excited up there.
You're so good on the lights. Can you give us, in a nutshell, what makes that happen?
I wish I could tell you. If I did, I would let you know.
Concentration is
It's just concentration. I mean, all I could tell you is I think, you know, I've learned from the best drivers in the world, Antoine Brown being one of them. And, you know, I think the main thing is to do the same thing every time. Block out whatever is going on outside the car. And I think that I'm probably the most relaxed when they're getting ready to fire the car, as opposed to being the most amped up or the most nervous. And I think that it's just about staying in a zone, looking at your lights, learning from them, doing the same staging procedure each time. And the best drivers in the world are robots. They're the ones who do the same thing every time. So, you know, fortunate to learn from the best. And, you know, I like the way things are going so far.
First countdown experience for you as well, and you guys, seems like you guys have raised your game this time of year too. How exciting and rewarding has that been, just to see you guys raise your level of performance just in crunch time? I guess
it's so rewarding. Since they implemented this countdown system, it's about one thing: it's about getting hot at the right time. Yeah. Obviously the regular season is huge, it's meaningful, and you want to set yourself up in a good position to win the championship, but once you're in, all bets are off. That's when it's the time to perform. That's when the best teams in the world step up, and it's really satisfying to step up and get hot at the right time right now.
Yeah. Anybody else? You, John?
Is there a intimidation factor when you race Steve specifically? You know, three-time champion, going for four, home track, all that. Is that in your mind at all?
No, there's no intimidation factor for me when I race Steve. However, there's a respect factor. That much I'll say. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Steve, for Billy, and that team, because they win. Let's face it, they've developed a winning culture over there. They know how to win races. It is not an easy thing to do, especially at the level that they're doing it, you know, on such a consistent basis. So I don't think there's intimidation, but there's certainly a tremendous amount of respect for him and for that team.
Thank you. All right, I think we're good.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Congrats, Justin.
Thank you.
First time at Bristol, was that your